Good morning, Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy. And Passion is in the house with us. Guys, welcome to New Orleans.
We're happy to be here.
So good to be here.
Is this the first time for any of you guys to come to New Orleans?
Some of us.
Some of us, yeah. This is the second time. Passion was here in New Orleans.
2013.
2013. Yep. Which shouldn't seem like such a long time ago, but it kind of does.
But it could be a lifetime ago.
Yes.
So introduce yourselves. We'll start over here and just kind of go around the table and say hey.
Hey, I'm Brett Yonker.
Hey, I'm Melody Malone.
I'm Sean.
I'm Christian. And we also have here part of the band
the
here,
Gallery.
Paul.
Hey.
Paul plays drums, and this is Chris Donovan.
What's up?
Plays guitar. And I don't know why I'm pointing. You can't see me.
Yeah. There's a lot
but
of
you're doing Ray Corey plays bass. So we got a lot of the team here.
Awesome.
That's really cool. Welcome to Life Songs and back to New Orleans. And
yes.
We're super
Thank
pumped
you.
About Passion Worship Nights, which has like the greatest name for a tour ever.
Awesome.
Like, it sounds like something that you might find on late night television.
Yeah.
Passion Worship Nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up on TBN.
Featuring Jimmy Fallon.
So tell us, what can we expect tonight at Church of the King? Like, is it more of like the Passion Conference vibe, or is it more like this is the type of Saturday night worship service you would get at Passion City Church? Like, I don't, like, what to expect?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, we have Levi Lusco is with us. He's going to be preaching and teaching with our pastor, Louis, is going to be there, and then our team. And so you have, you know, the heart of the conference, which, you know, happens early in January, but it's mm-hmm. just for college students. So mm-hmm. this is really cool. Like, all ages are welcome to come tonight, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good glimpse into the conference, but it's also a good bit of what we do at Passion City Church as well. So it's kind of the heart of it all. And some surprises along the way. So it's pretty cool.
Do you guys
yeah, intrigued? I'm intrigued.
Intrigued.
Yeah. Surprises.
Yes.
Is there a magician?
I can't give anything away.
I kid you not. We just had the big church night out with the Newsboys, and they brought a magician. They literally put a magician on the stage in the arena. It was interesting.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, these nights have been amazing, and it's so much more than a concert. You know, that's what we keep saying. That we really have high expectation for these nights. Every night has been different in some way, and so we just have really high expectation that Jesus is going to meet us in these nights and change people's lives forever. That's what we really believe and have faith that he's going to do.
That's awesome. Well, coming up in just a minute, we're going to have some fun with you guys. We're going to find out your Thanksgiving plans, because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away from today.
Okay.
And two, we're going to make you play a game called 5-6-7-8, which is one of my personal favorites and also maybe the most stressful game that we can make you play.
Awesome.
Sounds
great.
So, God is good all the time. Don't freak out.
All the time, God is good.
Here's Zach Williams right now. More with Passion coming up. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy and Passion, or as we like to say, Passion.
Passion. Here in the studio.
Passion. You guys have done Spanish language albums, right?
So, si, senor.
Si. We just put out a record called Glorioso Dia.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you done a Christmas album in Spanish?
No.
I can't say that we've done all of that.
Well, now you have a goal in life.
That's okay. True.
You're welcome.
Vision.
It's a mountain we have not climbed yet.
Now, tonight at Church of the King, you guys are leading worship and just having a huge experience, a great night of worship with Passion Worship Nights, and it's going to be great. We can't wait for it.
Yeah.
But after that, you guys have to go home and get ready for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So we want to know, like, what are your plans for Thanksgiving? Do you have, like, big family get-togethers? You do more, like, Friendsgiving? Like, how does it work out?
Oh, man, a little bit of both. You know, all of my family lives in Atlanta, and fortunately for me, yeah, I know this isn't normal, but my in-laws and my family, we all get along. And so we actually
You're a blessed man.
I know. Awesome. It's amazing. Well, all of my family lives in Atlanta, so it's kind of like you gotta go to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just like hang out with one and be like, I'll see you next year.
Right.
You know, so but we do my wife's side of the family and my family, we do it all together, and it's really, really fun.
That's cool. How many turkeys does it take?
That's a great question. We usually do turkey, we do some ham.
Okay.
You know, so you can do both, you could do one or the other. Ham sauce, broccoli casserole is the big hit, and Ansley makes that. It's her grandmother's recipe. It's phenomenal.
Wow,
very cool.
Yeah, did not see that coming.
Broccoli casserole.
I know, and mayonnaise is a huge ingredient. And if you know me, I'm not a big.
Don't say mayonnaise.
I hate mayonnaise. I hate mayonnaise.
Okay, so does Josh.
Yeah, I can't stand it. It's a very divisive thing here. I don't know, but broccoli casserole is so good. It's so good. I'm just putting it out
and
there.
And it has mayo in it.
It does. I know. And broccolis. Broccolis?
Broccolis.
Yeah. Broccolis. Broccolis. It's a plural form of broccoli.
Shopping broccoli. Shopping broccoli.
It's like working the Google.
It's like our interstate conversation anyway. Going back. Anybody else? What about you?
Fried turkey. That's the plan.
Fried turkey?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you
same,
fry
same
it?
As bread. I mean, our whole family will be together, but we'll fry several turkeys. My dad and my granddad usually are frying the turkeys,
awesome.
Which is good. You don't want me near hot oil.
Have they ever launched one?
Launched one?
Yeah, where if there's any water left on the turkey, uh-huh. when you drop it in, poof,
oh,
it's
no.
gone.
Oh, man. Now yeah. I kind of want to see that happen.
Now that you
happen,
know
though.
That, you're like, kind of like,
that sounds fantastic.
It's like a solid quarter of YouTube. It's pretty
what
fun.
What are you doing with that okay. water there, son? Nothing.
It's like
nothing.
Mentos and Diet Coke, except it's a turkey.
No kidding.
Mentos and Diet Coke is a...
You can find me on YouTube later. I will be.
Please don't get burned. They'll blame me.
Yeah.
All right, so question. If you could have someone at Thanksgiving dinner that's alive today, who would it be?
Mm. Anyone.
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 Anyone that's alive today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
So no Jesus. He's going to be there anyway. No, like, Abraham Lincoln. That's a cop-out.
Okay.
So. I don't know. I'd say Jimmy Fallon. I think that'd
yeah.
be pretty awesome.
Oh, that would be great.
I love
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Fallon at your Thanksgiving table.
And have him read the little children's book he just wrote to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the little children's book. Yeah. yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your first word is dada, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Right,
That would be
yeah.
so funny. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we're glad you guys are kicking off Thanksgiving season here in New Orleans with us. And we're going to have a little fun with some music. You guys are very talented musically. And we're going to put that to the test
okay.
with a game we like to call... 5, 6, 7, 8. Nancy, you want to explain what it is? I'm going to get the box.
Yeah, so basically what the game is, we have a box of some words, phrases, and you're going to pick one out of each box. Yep. And from what you choose, okay. you get to write a song. We get to see your fabulous songwriting skills at this moment. And if, you know, whatever comes out, comes out. And we'll be very happy.
Okay, right. Fantastic.
So what did you guys draw?
Sean, going to give us...
The first word that I drew was down a well.
Down a well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I drew yourself.
Yourself. So would that be yourself or would that be melody?
Ooh.
No.
Well, I think...
It's up to your interpretation.
Yeah. you're the artist here. What do you get, Christian?
I got sofa bed.
All right. So sofa...
Wow, that took a turn.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
That's good.
Sofa bed, yourself... And down a well.
Yeah.
We're going to give you guys a couple minutes to come up with something.
I think we should just go.
Oh, you just want to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Bring it.
It was late. I was tired. So I laid down on my sofa bed. Put my head on the pillow. Closed my eyes. Go.
You're throwing it down.
I went down the well of my dreams. Searching for everything. But all I found was...
Oh no, I thought it was myself.
Myself.
Yourself.
All I found was myself.
Yourself, myself. What does it mean?
Oh no. Broke my stiletto.
When
I went down that well, I lost my boarding pass.
But I met Johnny Cash.
Then I got subpoenaed. I had to go to court. For what? Because I had a broken heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milwaukee, here I come.
I'm wearing a wedding dress.
That's weird, cause I saw Peter Parker in the hall.
With a walking stick.
But we're in New Orleans now.
Maybe later I'll eat a taco.
Yeah, let's get a chorus.
With
going.
All my friends, cause we're in New Orleans. Yeah.
We're in New Orleans.
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 A beignet and a taco with my friends in New Orleans.
That could not have possibly gone any better, I don't think.
Would you say that was the best 5, 6, 7, 8 that's happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Mostly because I now have recorded for all time Christian Stanfill saying I'm in a wedding dress, which is going to get turned into the
and
best
I brought my stiletto.
Stiletto.
There's the theme.
Yeah. Oh. And from Milwaukee to
a stiletto
to
or a wedding dress.
Love it.
We're in New Orleans.
That was great, guys. Really fantastic.
Thank you.
Hey,
impressive.
Before we let you guys, skedaddle and head out and go enjoy our awesome city before you have a great time of worship tonight, how can we pray for you? Like, what can we pray specifically for this evening, for you guys as you tour? We just want to pray for you.
Yeah, you know, that's awesome. We're carrying, just like Christian was saying, just the heart of passion, which is that Jesus is at the center of our lives and everything. And so I think, you know, just praying that over the course of this tour that, you know, God calls all people into that. Mm-hmm. You know, God's calling not just college students into this story, but that he calls moms and dads and, you know, teenagers and just all kinds of people into something more than themselves. You know, that's what we're trying to carry as we're going throughout this tour. And then for us, we're stepping into Passion 2018. And so there's, you know, two venues in Atlanta, two arenas in Atlanta, and one in Washington, D.C., that are already sold out, which is incredible that God is continuing to call these students into this. But, but you know, there's ways for people to link in and connect to Passion 2018. But that's really, I think, the biggest thing to pray for is just that, you know, as God continues to bring people into this beautiful story of living for the glory of God.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, too, I mean, we all have kids at home and families at home that, you know.
Yeah, whose baby was FaceTiming in?
Whose baby was that?
Oh,
was
yours?
My baby. Oh, Todd's baby, June.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, a lot of us have kids and wives at home and families at home, friends at home. And so they're really sending us out, which is really awesome. You know, they're a part of what we're doing tonight. But you could pray for them, too, you know, because they're holding down the fort at home.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nancy, you want to lead us in prayer?
Sure. God, thank you so much. Thank you that they've said yes to you, that they've said yes to serving you and glorifying you, Lord God, with their amazing gifts. I thank you, Jesus, for open hearts, open minds, open ears tonight, Lord, that you are going to bring it. And it's going to be an amazing evening of worship and word and lives changed forever. Thank you, Jesus, that there's someone there tonight that doesn't know you, that you will touch them and meet them right where they are. I thank you, Lord God, that there will be a divine destiny established tonight for many people because of you using these amazing people with their gifts, Lord God. And I pray right now, I lift up all the wives and the kids as they're missing their parents. Lord, you know what? You're going to redeem that time. You're going to bring it back 100-fold. I thank you as we're in this season of Thanksgiving that we are so blessed beyond measure, blessed to look back and look forward to the families that we're going to be spending time with soon. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. And Lord, I thank you for those precious wives that support their husbands and the ministry that they're doing, Lord, that it's all to glorify you, mostly to bring people closer to you. Thank you for that big picture, Jesus. And bless those babies, Lord, that they feel like their daddies are there even when they're not, Lord God, because your presence is there with them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You guys, just one last question. Do you ever feel guilty for like hogging all of the talent in Atlanta? It's a big city, but you guys represent like a solid 90% of the worship leading capacity of the city.
So that may be a little high percentage.
There's a lot happening. Yeah, there's a lot happening in Atlanta. Atlanta's a good place to be right now. A lot of amazing churches and pastors and worship leaders there.
Well, thank you for bringing that piece of Atlanta, that passion that you guys have here to New Orleans tonight. We're excited to have you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, we love being here.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Rumors of the Son of Man, stories of a Savior, holiness with human hands, treasure for the traitor. No ear had heard, no eye had seen the image of the Father until heaven came to live with me. a rescue like no other. Yes, you are worthy. You are. You are worthy of your name. You are worthy, my Jesus. You are worthy of your name, Jesus. You did not speak, you made no sound. You died for your accusers, but as your blood fell to the ground, you redefined my future. You're worthy, yes, you are worthy, you alone, you are worthy. My Savior, my refuge, my hiding place. You're my helper, my healer, my blessed Redeemer, my answer, my saving grace. You alone, you're my hope in the shadows, my strength in the battle, my anchor for all my days. You stand by my side and you stood in my place. Jesus, no